Yeah, the project that was submitted to the commission for concept review last week was for the perimeter security. So the exterior of the building after the renovation will look pretty much like it does today, you know, cleaned up and improved. But the action we were looking at now is how do you deal with security that's located in the public space? So in this case, what the Department of Commerce is doing is moving that security barrier out of the public space and into the building yard. And we think that that's going to be a great improvement for the public space and still providing the security that that building requires.
And you and I know Washington real well, but just for people that may not know the city completely, tell us what location, what streets we're talking about here.
Yeah, the Commerce Building is one of the largest office buildings. In fact, when it was built in 1932, it was the largest office building in the world. It occupies the large block between 15th and 14th Street Northwest and Constitution Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay, so what kind of expenditure do you anticipate might be required to make these changes that are needed?
Well, I don't know that at this point we have a concept submission, so we don't have a specific cost estimate, but it is we believe that it'll be less than the normal for perimeter security. In fact, I think where it becomes a cost saving is that good security design not only provides security, but also improves the space that it's located in. And so it kind of reduces the cost of providing security because we're enhancing the public space as well.
We're speaking with Bill Dow, director of the National Capital Planning Commission's Physical Planning Division. And your chairman, Preston Bryant, did call this, this says that this significant building will set a precedent in perimeter security design. What could it lead to?
Yeah, well, I think what it'll lead to is more commonly designing security that enhances the public space. You know, I think that we are evolving in our design of security. Well, we've had the security need for 15 or 20 years now, and what we're trying to do is make sure that we continually make it better. And I think the Department of Commerce and the General Services Administration have done a great job here of really thinking about the space that their security is located in and designing the security they need and enhancing the public space at the same time.
Now, that particular block is not one of the most busy pedestrian ways because, you know, especially on along 14th Street, that's kind of a causeway, and you don't see that many people walking around that particular block. But still, in the past, many of the security enhancements, if you will, have kind of spoiled it for pedestrians. So are you think this plan might be progress from some of those earlier plans?
Yeah, we really do. And I guess we would mention that in this building is the White House Visitor Center is located at the north end. And through the renovation, the National Aquarium is going to be located at the south end on the Constitution Avenue side.
Right.
So we expect a lot of pedestrian activity at those two places. And so what we're really doing is opening the sidewalk space back up and returning it to the public. You know, if you've walked through some of these, some of the federal building areas where the security occupies most of that public space, it's kind of difficult to get through, to cross the streets, to get onto the sidewalk, and then you're sometimes dodging large planters to get around. So this restores the public space to the public and still provides the security that the building needs.
So a lot of these security provisions happened in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Do you see this type of design as an evolution that has taken a while, has taken 12 or 11 years? Or is it somehow another problem that people have been grappling with that has sprung up between 2001 and now?
No, Emily, I think you're right. I think it's more of an evolution. You know, when security standards were set after the Oklahoma City bombing, we kind of had requirements for all federal buildings, what needed to be provided. And at the time, I don't think we had the dialogue between designers and security professionals. And so we were in a sense or a period of time when we felt we really needed to provide security, and so we put security out there. Now, as we're getting, you know, more seasoned and more thoughtful in our design, I think that we're also considering the real importance of that public space that in some cases was lost and is being recaptured. I think another great example to look at is the Washington Monument grounds. It's not directly similar to the public buildings and the security around those. But what that solution did was enhance the public space around the Washington Monument while it provided the security perimeter. And I think that's what we're doing here at Commerce in a more urban setting.
Yeah, because immediately after 9/11, there was barbed wire and those Jersey barriers all over the place. It was secure, but it looked horrible and, of course, gave a terrible impression to people visiting the Capitol. But as you say, eventually we just talked about that earlier this morning, made those circular kind of terraces that keep terrorists out and trucks out, and yet it did enhance the space. So any chance that after learning from, say, Commerce and what happened at the National Monument, there could be some retrofitting of other places that were done earlier?
Yeah, the NCPC is working right now with GSA and the Interagency Security Committee, which is the committee that sort of sets security standards for federal facilities. And we're looking at the perimeter security issues throughout the Federal Triangle. We think we can provide better design security and more efficiently and effectively by looking at the entire precinct at the same time. And so we think that the solutions identified at Commerce really may be precedent-setting for both the rest of the triangle, probably the rest of the city, and other cities across the country that are looking at how to provide security around their buildings.
But we can only dream, probably, about reopening Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House someday. Less old-timers like us remember how great it was to be able to drive through that way.
Yeah, there are some security solutions that, where security really just needs to be provided, and Pennsylvania Avenue is probably one of those. But we think that the design on Pennsylvania Avenue enhances that space to the best of our ability. NCPC was active in that, working with the Park Service and the Secret Service and the city to design the security improvements and public space improvements there. But that doesn't mean that we have to close all of our streets and all of our sidewalks. There are some destinations that really require that high level of security, but that doesn't mean we have to do it everywhere.
So you're saying dream on in a nice way, I guess, to me, right?
As nice as I could, yes.